fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Friday, the 18th day of October. Prepper tip of the day, encourage all of you to winterize your home. If your motor vehicles need to be winterized, do that. All your two-stroke power equipment, make sure you run them dry. Start them up, run them dry. You want those fuel lines and fuel filter carburetors completely dry of fuel, and they'll be ready to go in the springtime. We're going to have open lines this hour. The call number is 800-313-9443. Something we don't talk about a whole lot is the disappearance of flying insects. I first reported this a number of years ago. As far as I know, I'm the first person to report this in alternative news. There's been virtually no attention at all in the mainstream news except for the colony collapse of the bees, which has been reported in mainstream news, but that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking all flying insects. All flying insects. Now, most people, if they think about bugs at all, they don't have pleasant thoughts about them unless you're an entomologist and you are so fascinated by bugs to the point where you got a degree in the study of bugs and make a living studying bugs. In fact, I have a letter from a British entomologist at my website. If you click on the section where it says, "Where have all the bugs gone?" you'll see the note I wrote to her and her response. I need to get back in touch with her. We haven't been in contact for at least 2 or more years, maybe closer to 3 years. Every story has a beginning point. Beginning point for me in this quest was Labor Day weekend 2010, 9 years ago. I was on an assignment, and I was traveling from Boston to St. Louis, Labor Day weekend, straight through. We had 2 drivers for each vehicle. So we're driving across New York State. It's a warm, this is Labor Day weekend, right? It's a warm summer evening. We're going 70 miles an hour. We stop for fuel about 10 or 11 o'clock at night. I get out to fuel up the vehicle. I'm prepared to clean off all the bugs on the windshield. and I notice there might be 5 or 6 bugs on the windshield, maybe 8 or 10. And I'm thinking, boy, this is really strange. It's a warm summer night. Here I am driving 70 miles an hour on the interstate highway, and there's just this very few bugs on the windshield. And I looked up at the bright white lights of the gas station. There were so few bugs flying around the bright white lights, I could count them. That outcome continued throughout the rest of the trip in terms of almost no bugs. I got back, I talked to somebody who's connected to FEMA and Homeland Security and so forth, and I was told, oh yeah, John, oh yes. Within 100 miles of the East Coast, West Coast, Gulf Coast, Atlantic Ocean, Pacific Ocean, Gulf of Mexico, within 100 miles of those bodies of water, there's almost no flying insects. And in the interior, dramatically far, far fewer flying insects than there should be. Fast forward another few years, it's been about 4 or 5 years ago, I had a speaking engagement in Florida. I was returning, going up the east coast of Florida on the interstate highway. Once again, traveling at night, 70 miles an hour. Florida in the summertime, it was August. Now, you should reasonably expect a lot of bugs. There weren't. Same thing. Same thing. So few bugs on the windshield, I could easily count them, 8 or 10 bugs. Same thing at the gas station, look up at the bright white lights at 9, 10 o'clock at night. Almost no bugs. Now, here's the deal. The world we live in, the world that keeps us alive, the world that functions as we know it, cannot and will not function without flying insects. It can't and it won't. End of story. There's no alternative to that. End of story. That's how serious this is. The news cycles are filled with mostly silliness, quite frankly, compared to this crisis, which is a genuine, bona fide crisis, not the make-believe stuff that's coming out of the Democratic Party that the world's going to end in 8 or 10 years because we're driving automobiles and flying in airplanes. That's a bunch of silliness. The Midwest has become the last refuge for flying insects. Now, even with that, we have far fewer than there should be. I routinely drive 100 miles on the interstate highway to an appointment, 100 miles back. I get back from that 200-mile trip. I fill up with fuel. There's no bugs on the windshield, none. Maybe one or two. Summertime on the interstate highway, 70 miles an hour. No bugs on the windshield. Something's really broken there. Something's really broken. Now, when my motorcycle, same way. I do pick up a few bugs here and there. I typically drive when it's warm weather. Ideal driving weather on the motorcycle for me is about 60 degrees to about 80 or so, 80, 85 degrees. Once it gets up pushing towards 90, for me anyway, it's not fun anymore. Too hot. Then I get finished with my ride. I'll clean the bugs off the windshield. And there's bugs on there. They're not nearly what there should be, but they're on there. Why am I telling you this? Because you need to become aware of it. Because of the adverse impact on agriculture, adverse impact on the rest of the living creatures on this planet that need bugs as part of their diet. And bugs do so many things that are beneficial for us. I'm not sure how many, but a lot. Certain bugs do help agriculture. Certain bugs help eliminate other harmful bugs and so forth. This is where becoming food independent is so important. Being able to grow your own fruits and vegetables. Have some chickens, maybe a goat or two. Maybe have a greenhouse. You want fresh fruits and vegetables in wintertime, and you live where they have winter, far enough north where there's winter to not allow growing fruits and vegetables, you need a greenhouse. the adverse impact of insects disappearing is not all that obvious yet. I emphasize yet. It'll take a while. It'll take a while. And once it becomes obvious, it will be really scary. Now, the powers that be know about this. At the highest levels of FEMA, they know about this. At the highest level of Department of Homeland Security, where the recent guy who was the substitute in charge, he quit. I was told by somebody who knows that what's been happening at Homeland Security is they recruit really good men and women to be in charge of Homeland Security. Very bright, very well educated, good leaders, solid people, dependable. They get in there and they find out what the real deal is, what's really happening, and they can't take it. They don't want to be part of it anymore. They'd rather let somebody else do it and spend whatever time they can with their family while they're getting ready for what they find out is coming, because they don't know until they become head of Homeland Security. Typically, they don't promote from inside. There's been so many heads of Homeland Security, I couldn't tell you if they do that, if they recruit from outside all the time. But I believe, for the most part, they recruit from outside Homeland Security. So they bring in a man or bring in a woman who doesn't have a clue what's really going on because they don't have a security clearance. Well, most of you don't have a security clearance either, and even if you did, you wouldn't have need to know. This is all compartmentalized. They being the powers of be, they don't want to scare people to the point where they stop going to work every Monday morning. No, they don't want to do that. Educate yourself. Now, when I'm talking about these bugs, it's something people won't pay attention to. I was having lunch with a friend of mine. It was a restaurant that had floor-to-ceiling plate glass windows, a sidewalk, and then automobiles parked facing the restaurant, all across the front of the restaurant. So there's 10 or 12 automobiles parked out there. And so we're walking out of the restaurant, and I said, look at these windshields, all these vehicles. There's not a single bug on any one of these vehicles. Now, what's the odds that all those vehicles just went through the car wash? This is summertime. This is just about 3 months ago. It was around July, I guess it was. What's the odds that all those vehicles just went through a car wash? I'd say non-existent. Non-existent. I've been told that in times past, in recent times past, people that lived in Florida would take that spray-on product that people spray on their pots and pans so the food won't stick to it, called PAM, P-A-M, Papa, Alpha, Mike, PAM. It's a spray-on product to keep the food from sticking to your skillet. They'd spray the whole front of their motor vehicle with that PAM when it was clean, so that the bugs, when they got smashed, and the whole front of the vehicle was literally, the whole front of the vehicle literally covered in bugs, top to bottom, left to right. So they went to the car wash. The bugs would wash right off because they couldn't stick because of the PAM. They don't need to do that anymore. Not enough bugs. Not enough bugs to make it worth it, to warrant the trouble and the expense of doing that. This world we live in is very fragile. It really is. It's very fragile. The ecology is very fragile. Not for the reasons that Alexandria or Cortez, Ocasio-Cortez, I think AOC, yeah, that's her name, is saying. The issues we're having with climate and violent climate change have nothing to do with human activity, not at all. If it could be measured, it would be less than 0.5%, if it could be measured. Interesting topic, how you're convincing people who should know better that the world is at risk because of human activity. It's easily proven false, very easily. The people who believe that's true also believe that the Paris Climate Accords is the real deal, that we need the Paris Climate Accords to save the planet. We need to cut back on carbon dioxide emissions to save the planet. And it's a clear and present danger. If we don't do it, the plant's going to, all human life will be extinguished in 10 years. That's the belief system. And that's what people think is in the Paris Climate Accords. And that's a yes or no there. Yes, it is. No, it's not. Yes, the Paris Climate Accords compels the United States to dramatically cut back on carbon dioxide emissions. No, they give a free pass to all of India and all of China, who are putting out far and away much more carbon dioxide emissions than the United States ever will. Between the two countries, you're looking at about 3 billion people, about 1.5 billion in China, about 1.5 billion in India. You want to look at where the carbon dioxide is coming from. That's where you look on one hand. On the other, if, that's a big if human-caused gas emissions was posing a clear and present danger to every living person on this planet, why in the world would the Paris Climate Accords give Russia, give China and India a free pass to make all they want? The two thoughts can't occupy the same space. They can't. It's not possible. It's like being a little bit pregnant, you know. It's a concept that doesn't fly. We got a caller and holder. We got Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, John. I do think that the insect depopulation has something to do with human activity, though. And I think it's the EMF, all the extra EMF.
Well, we thought that when it came to bees until we found out there were colony collapses where there was no human activity, no cell phone towers, no anything for many, many miles, and there was still colony collapse. So that theory doesn't hold any water there, Sherry.
Well, that doesn't mean it's not a contributing factor. In fact, I don't have any beehives myself, but I read that you said a cell phone on, you know, turned onto a beehive, that it disorients those bees. But I think it's a number of things. I think the chemicals that they use in agriculture has something to do with it, but I also think it's all the extra EMF in the atmosphere.
Right. Well, vast areas of this country that have no EMF, believe it or not. I live in one of them, and we're still having issues with insects and colony collapse. Now, if you want to point at anything, I would point at Roundup. Roundup is everywhere. And
I agree with that, but yeah. I also think that Professor McCanny say on the all these wind turbines
they kill birds.
Those
big three-blade turbines, they kill birds by the hundreds, obviously they do.
But he was saying that he had read, or somebody said, that it attracts the insects to those, and that's why the birds are running into the turbines, because they're attracted to the insects.
Well,
that's
certainly a possibility. Animals are always attracted to a food source. That's a given. Of course they are.
But, you know, I don't think it's just one thing. Just like, you know, the same thing with autism.
Well, we need to...
It could be a contributing factor, but I also think it's the EMF and... The things I've been hearing about dirty electricity, you know, even the wired stuff is contributing factor.
Right, right. We got a break. We got another caller and hold. Everybody hold on. We'll be right back.
Okay, that's all I had, John. Thanks.
Thank you, Chair.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 18th of October. We are going on a cruise right in the middle, towards the end of winter. I know by then I'll be tired of the cold weather. I don't particularly care for cold weather. I can deal with it, but I just soon not. But being in the Caribbean in February, the second week of February, sounds like a really good deal to me. On the Royal Caribbean Cruise Line, the Harmony of the Seas, there's 20 restaurants on this ship. This is as big as it gets. There's no ship currently on the ocean, no cruise ship currently on the ocean, larger than the Harmony of the Seas. It'll be a lot of fun. St. Valentine's Day will be in the middle of it, so it can be romantic if you choose it to be. I'll be there. Leon Green will be there. We'll have get-togethers every day and discuss topics in great detail, the detail that we can never do on a radio. Get the details at my website. You've got less than 2 weeks to reserve your cabin. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. If you don't have internet access, you still got time to call our cruise director, Betsy Murphy, and have Betsy mail you a nice full-color brochure. Betsy's phone number is 636-530-9502. I say again, 636-530-9502. Before we get to our next caller, Sherry mentioned something about autism, and I encourage everybody, seriously, if you've not seen the documentary titled Vaxxed, that's V-A-X-X-E-D, that's Victor Alpha X-ray X-ray Echo Delta, you really, really need to see that documentary. And your whole attitude towards autism and vaccines will change. If you don't already understand this, you will. Caller on hold is Elizabeth in New York. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, John. I'm calling in with some comments on why the bugs have disappeared.
Okay.
For those people who have not researched it, not looked into it, it has a lot to do with the use of Roundup in the fields to keep the insects or whatever down. I mean, even as far as genetically modified corn.
No.
They have put that into the corn.
No, Roundup is not supposed to affect the insects. Farmers spray Roundup to control weeds, plants. Now, it probably has adverse effects on insects, but it's not the intent of it.
No, not the intent. Yes. Exactly. That's what I was trying to say. And
okay.
Because from the research I did, it makes the stomachs of the bugs' stomachs explode. So what do you think it does to people? And not only that, but with things being genetically modified and these bees are going from plant to plant and everything, it's affecting not only that, but what about the Kemlon that they're spraying on people's lawns to make it more green? What is that doing to the insect? And not only that, what about the radiation coming from the sun right now?
Well, we do have increased ultraviolet radiation coming from the sun. What's sprayed on these people's lawns is some kind of dye to turn whatever color the grass is to make it a brilliant, kind of funny-looking green.
There's a lot of dangerous chemicals in it. I mean, and it's harmful to humans, but you know what? They don't talk about it.
Well, we're killing ourselves, aren't we, Elizabeth?
Yeah, well, it's not that much of us have a say-so about what's going on. We need people to stand up to stop it because they do it without our permission. I live in an apartment complex, and they come here and treat the lawn every year and sometimes more than once a year. I'm opposed to it, but you know what? I don't have the authority to stop them.
Well, it's a dilemma. It's a dilemma. I would advise when they treat the lawn to avoid being around that treated lawn for until after the first rain. I would say it would be a good way to mitigate that.
It's kind of like what you said about the toothpaste. Everybody thinks, oh, it's safe until they read. Yeah. If you swallow it, call poison control.
Right.
<You know?
laughs> Yeah, I know.
Exactly. I mean, that's where we're at. They're not going to tell you, hey, it's bad for you. No,
nope.
They want to line their wallets with all kinds of money, and they have no conscience, John.
Nope, not at all. No, when it comes to money, they have no conscience. You're right. Well, thank you for the heads up, Elizabeth. Anything else?
That, and just to let everybody know that, you know, you're available for talks, you know, even regarding this as far as, you know, the violent climate change, how it's going to affect the farming industry and everything. It would be good for the farmers to become educated in what you know so that they can, you know, better prepare for the extreme changes in the climate and that. We do have your website, thelibertyman.net, for anyone who's interested in having you come to speak just on these matters that are going to affect our food sources and everything. I'm hoping that whatever farmers that are listening will consider looking more into this and possibly have you come to speak so that they can be better educated and make a well-informed decision, because the government is not going to tell them the truth.
That's right, they're not. Elizabeth, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. We have a bottom of the hour break.
Thanks,
we'll
John.
Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 18th of October. My website is, in fact, smartphone compatible. That was a challenge. It is. It took a lot of work. My webmaster, Tim Spencer, hung in there. He got it done, and it's smartphone compatible. If you haven't been to my website in a while, well, you'll see new things there, along with some things you're used to seeing. We have a hobby farm for sale. I just got an inquiry from a gentleman in California yesterday. He worked at fairly high levels of the federal government involving matters that we talk about here on this show. I won't say any more than that to protect his identity. But he really wants to be out of California and have a hobby farm in my zip code. Whoever gets it first gets it. It's the only one for sale in my zip code, about 3 miles from my driveway. There's a some details there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Also, my website, something will help you. Almost all of you listening to me, if you don't already have an energy cleanse, you're probably dealing with pain, possibly arthritis pain, maybe joint pain, probably dealing with not getting a great night's sleep. That's really the two things an energy cleaner focuses on. I use mine every night. I was out on the range again yesterday. Doing some touch-up work. The range is just about finished. Got some more things to do, but it's looking better than it ever has, quite frankly. And I went to bed with some minor aches and pains using muscles and movement, doing movements that I typically don't do during my normal day. Went to bed with minor aches and pains. I woke up pain-free this morning, just as I knew I would. You can also. You can't. If you're putting off doing the things you love, maybe you like to golf, maybe you like to play tennis, ride a bicycle, whatever it might be, go dancing with your honey. If you're not doing those things because of pain, you need an energy cleaner. $285 shipping included, American zip codes. Keep in mind, if you're doubting Thomas, I encourage it. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. The mattress pads that go with them, they vary in price depending on what you need. We got full twin size, full queen king, California king, the handy travel size. Everything's right there at my website. We can place your order using PayPal. Yes, PayPal is the most secure way to place any order online. Why is that? Well, pretty simple. You're not giving up your credit card information with PayPal. That's why it's so secure. And you should be concerned about giving up your credit card information. Once it's out there, it's out there. You can also use MasterCard and Visa. You can send me a check. My address is at my website. You can call my toll-free hour line. I do everything I can to make this as easy as possible. Toll-free hour line, 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We got a weekend coming up. Weekends are very special for most people most of the time if you don't have to work. Time to do what you want to do. During the work week, you do what your employment compels you to do. On the weekend, you've got your time to do what you want to do. What are you going to do with that time? What are you going to do with it? Are you doing any training? One week in a month would be a good allocation of time, I think. Training, what would that be? Let's see, first aid, that'd be good. CPR, that would be good. Cross-country navigation, excellent. Getting training on the use of a firearm, excellent. Now, I'm a better shot than most of you will ever be, but I'm taking more training in marksmanship. I qualified expert in the U.S. Army Special Forces. I'm an NRA-certified firearms instructor. I've been using rifles, shotguns, and pistols since the mid-1950s, more than 60 years. But I have things to learn, so I'm signing up for Sam Andrews' marksmanship class. It takes place, I believe, the last weekend of this month. And I should mention, I'm also an instructor down there. I instruct concealed carry training. And if you want to take part in that class, well, give Sam a call. That's the first Saturday in November. And the telephone number down there at Freedom Center USA is 417-718-2597. I say again, 417-718-2597. You may be a bit surprised, a bit taken back, that somebody who has as much experience with firearms as I do would be signing up for a marksmanship class. Well, I am, because I know I'm not as good as I can be. Now, I can routinely shoot dimes at 100 yards. I can routinely do that. I want to be better. I want to be better. I want to have a higher level of skills under adverse conditions with severe crosswinds and shooting down at targets, shooting up at targets, shooting at moving targets. All those things take training, the kind of training that Sam Andrews offers at Freedom Center USA. I'm having one of my rifles modified right now to make it more suitable for this activity. I delivered it to my gunsmith yesterday. He's making the modifications that I requested. And when I get it back, I'll sight it in, and I'll have it ready to go for the training that takes place the last weekend of this month. Point being, I'm pretty sure everybody out there could make use of enhanced training with their firearms, rifles, shotguns, pistols. I'm pretty sure of that. If I think I need training and I have the skill level that I have, well, I think that that should be your wake-up call, that everybody needs enhanced training. Everybody needs to build on their skill sets. Everybody does. I don't know what's coming at us. I know the possibilities. Possibilities aren't good. Quite frankly, at this point in my life, I'd rather be riding my motorcycle or a British sports car and enjoying the countryside and having a delightful lunch than dealing with some kind of crisis. I really sincerely would. I've been through one war. Don't want to go through another. On one hand. On the other, if one does come up, I will kick into the alpha male warrior mode. And I will do what I need to protect my daughter, and my son-in-law, my grandchildren. I will do what I need to do to protect them. You probably have a similar attitude. Most likely you do. That your blood relatives are the most important thing to you. That's pretty common. That's pretty normal. It's also pretty normal to not want to be part of any kind of violent conflict. That's pretty normal. I've known men who embrace that. I don't agree with it, but that's who they are. I don't go seeking it out. I prepare to deal with it if it comes at me. I think that's a good attitude. I think that's the right attitude, to meet force with force, to meet a violent criminal with overwhelming force, so the violent criminal can be apprehended and taken to the proper authorities. Preparing ahead of time is the way to do it. You don't want to be scrambling around at the last minute with a crisis in your face attempting to get prepared. That is not a good place to do. We see that every hurricane. These major hurricanes coming across the Atlantic Ocean, there's typically about a 1 week warning. And what do people do? They wait till 2 days before to try to buy a generator, to get the supplies they need, to escape from southern Florida. At the same time, millions of other people are attempting to escape up the only two north-south interstate highways in Florida, one on the east coast, one on the west coast. That doesn't work out too well, does it? Now, preparing ahead of time is the way to do it. Now, I was down at Gulfport, Mississippi, a couple of years ago for a speaking event. A hurricane was headed towards Florida, and I went to bed. The parking lot was empty. I woke up. The parking lot was full of vehicles with Florida license plates, and U-Haul vans with people escaping, getting away in time. The storm wasn't due to hit for another 3 to 4 days, but these people did the right thing. They packed up their valuables and their family, and they got out of Dodge, and they went to a safe haven. Kind of an enforced vacation, not a bad thing. Gulfport, Mississippi is a beautiful place to spend a week. I was riding on the coast there, and I noticed all these beautiful green lots with trees that were just sitting there vacant and had for sale signs on them. And I was talking to somebody down there, and they said, "Oh yeah, John, that's where there used to be multi-million dollar homes. They were all wiped out by the hurricane that came through here, Hurricane Katrina." Yeah, all the attention was on New Orleans, but that devastation was at a big chunk of the Gulf Coast. Gulfport, Mississippi is a long way from New Orleans. That was a massive, massive storm. Proper insurance helps. It does. You can't get insurance after the fact. You have to have the insurance in place before the fact to make sure it covers what you need to be covered, what you need covered. Don't make assumptions about an insurance policy. That could end up being a complete disaster. Ultimately, what I believe is coming at us will be a spiritual battle. I really do believe that. Getting a spiritual house in order is not optional. as a radio talk show host, I don't feel that I should be telling you what your spiritual belief should be. I do, however, feel an obligation to advise you that taking care of that part of your life is something that's not optional. You need to do that, whatever it is for you. Whatever your spiritual beliefs and values are, you need to work on that part of your life, and it should be a lifelong quest. I do it every day myself. I have my own spiritual beliefs, and you should have yours also. I've, at this point, I've got about 40 or 50 Bibles. I get them at no charge, and when we have events, I hand them out to people and families that don't have a Bible so they can have a Bible. One of the things the communists would ban, if the communists took over this country, Bibles would be banned in a heartbeat. Of course they would. There's one thing that the communists fear is it's Christians and a Christian Bible. They just absolutely fear the Christians and a Christian Bible. And the powers that be, the globalists, well, they don't want Christianity either. They want a godless society that they can control. And in the absence of the Bible, in the absence of Christianity, it makes it a lot easier to control. That's their plan. That's what they want to do. Don't let them do it. Just say no. And get those children out of the public schools. I was talking to a friend yesterday. He's involved in the public schools and his employment. And he doesn't have very good things to say about the public schools. Nothing new. We all know that. The local school district doesn't start teaching phonics until, I believe, sixth grade. It's too late. You know, phonics needs to be taught from the moment these children walk into kindergarten. That's when you need to teach phonics. I was at a bank the other day, and they've changed the bank forms because the young customers no longer have a signature. How about that? They don't have a signature anymore. They can't. There's no cursive writing, so they don't have a signature. So the banks have had to change their forms, which also means the same people cannot go to the National Archives in Washington, D.C. and read the Declaration of Independence. That's wrong. That is so, so wrong for any American, especially native-born American, not being able to walk into the National Archives in Washington, D.C. and read the Declaration of Independence. What have we come to? These government-run schools are an absolute disaster. They are. I hear flippant statements about high school graduates who can't read their own diploma. Well, it's just about that bad, quite frankly. You can't make simple change without a computer. I've seen that a lot. People under age 40 can't make change. You buy a 50-cent item for a dollar and they can't give you back two quarters without using a calculator? What's wrong with that? Yeah, what is wrong with that? Well, it's public schools. Having a child in public schools is basically child abuse, in my opinion. You know, it doesn't meet the legal definition, obviously, but you're certainly not getting an education there. I was talking to somebody involved in public schools yesterday, and I was told that these fourth and fifth graders are outside on a beautiful fall day, recess. They walk around bored. My comment to my friend was, well, they don't have electronic devices in their hands they use their thumbs with. They don't know what to do. A beautiful fall day, nice playground, there's balls to toss around. Lots of opportunities for children to run around and toss balls and have fun. And these youngsters just walk around bored. They don't know what to do. That's scary. That's really scary. Childhood should be a time of joy and fun and play. That's what it should be. That's what it can be. And it's definitely what it should be. Well, it's up to us as older people. I know my demographics. Most of you listening to me are over age 50. We have a lot of young listeners, don't get me wrong, in their 30s and 40s. But the majority of my listeners are over age 50. We're grandparents. Many of us are grandparents. What influence can we have? Well, if the mom and dad would like to homeschool, maybe the grandparents could help out with some of it. We know a lot of stuff. Grandparents know a lot of stuff. We've lived a lot of life. And life's lessons for these youngsters can be very valuable. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com. The tea that makes you go.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on Amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back. Listen, we're back. Jared Moore here on Friday. It is Friday, the 18th of October. Monday, of course, we'll have Sam Andrews with us. And we'll be talking about anything and everything to do with rifles, shotguns, pistols, training, ammunition, optics, legislation, Firearms Monday. It is a lot of fun. It's one of our more popular shows. Tuesday, we hope to have Steve Ben-Noon with us, our show this past Tuesday. If you didn't hear Steve and I this past Tuesday, first hour, you really need to listen to it. We had a special alert we put out concerning what we're hearing will be happening in this country. in the not too distant future, around the February timeframe. And of course, second hour, we have Leon Green. Leon and I go all over the map, as always, talking about our favorite vehicle, the 2.5-ton Army truck, the Deuce and a Half, talking about training and preparedness, and of course, doTERRA oils, which I use doTERRA oils every day for different purposes. They certainly become a very important part of my life. Wednesday is another big day. Professor James McKinney, the first hour. Jim is brilliant. And it's really a sign of high intellect that you can explain complex matters in terms that anybody can comprehend. That's really quite a challenge. Second hour, Jeff Nyquist. I sent Jeff Nyquist and Steve Ben. Well, I'm not sure I sent it to Steve, but I definitely sent Jeff Nyquist a large file of confidential emails that the Russians have been sending back and forth for years. And of course, Jeff's expertise is the international communist conspiracy. Jeff's the author of some books, and he has a great website that's jrnyquist.blog, jrnyquist.blog. And Professor McKinney is jmccsci.com. Thursdays, of course, we get into a couple of things. Besides open lines, we talked to Tom Berryhill about the energy cleaner. It's a fun 24 minutes. And then we have the John Moore Radio Show economic advisor, Mr. Steve Hunt. Steve stays on top of everything going on with the international economy. He really does. And he's a great guy to get a heads up on what's going on in the U.S. economy and the world economy. And, of course, Fridays we have Tom, just like we had an hour ago, talking about the emergency survival communications, ham radio. The second hour, we frequently have Dr. Lynn Wilbert. Dr. Wilbert couldn't be with us today, but he knows more about health than most doctors. Dr. Wilbert has taught many, many seminars to other doctors to give them his knowledge that he has, which is obviously considerable. Weekend coming up, I hope you can take some of that time to work on your preparedness. Not all of it, but some of your time. Make sure your equipment is clean and lubricated if it needs lubrication, properly stored. Make sure you store electronic equipment with the battery removed. That would be a wise thing to do. And I think you should always keep at least half a tank of fuel in your motor vehicles. That's it for the day. It's it for the week. Your medical supplies, your energy cleaning, your essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms ammunition. Never, ever get your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day and weekend. And God bless America.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.